This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Body Politics. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Aaron Ball had been a circus performer for a decade, climbing up strips of fabric hung from the ceiling, doing drops like the acrobats of Cirque du Soleil. But then, several years ago, she was lost in the woods for days. She got severe frostbite, and she became a double amputee. For months after the surgery, she thought her life and the work she loved was over. But eventually, she learned to walk and even perform again in her new body. We visited Erin in her wheelchair-accessible studio in Kingston, Ontario.
If your hand is down, if you have a hand, open it up, spread it.
These days, she teaches circus classes to people with all kinds of bodies, but that's something she couldn't even imagine before her own body changed so dramatically.
So I was found by a police dog. I was unconscious. A few days later, I woke up very confused in the hospital. I do kind of remember at one point hearing something about we're not going to show her her feet yet. And when they did, they were unrecognizable, purple and bloated and starting to fall off themselves. I didn't know any amputees, and so I just thought that my circus career was over. You know, I just felt like I couldn't get out of bed anymore. There was, like, just no reason to live. I really feel like there needs to be some place where people are allowed to actually heal and grieve and do what they need to do. It's a pretty big deal. I lost both of my legs after having them, lower legs, after having them my whole life. And here I am in a wheelchair. I asked somebody to help me die. You know, I just couldn't understand how my life had done this. Huge flip, and I was brought back to the hospital, and I was in basically a catatonic state for months after that. The thought that I remember, I think it was just, I can always die later if I need to. And that's when I decided to start moving. I decided to learn to walk again with prosthetic legs. So I started trying to do, like, partner acro with other patients.
And then can all of you on the ground look forward?
Basically stacking people, like human pyramids, the airplane position that parents and kids do.
Yeah, can you lift outside arm? And don't stick your butt out so much. Like, yeah. Stay engaged.
I spoke to a friend who had a fitness studio up many flights of stairs, and I, you know, really wasn't proficient at walking at that point. It took me so long, and it was so painful, and it was so hard. Stairs are hard. But I got there, and I was like, at the top. You know, I didn't know what I'd be able to do. I had been laying in a hospital bed for basically a year, but I had silks up, tied knots on my feet. The movements were in my body, but, like, my body had changed so much. So it was kind of familiar and foreign at the same time. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do this with these feet? And also, like, oh yeah, this is me. Like, this is my place.
Can you tell me if you're
spotting.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
The first set of legs that I had were basically like red sticks. I just struggled so much every time I looked down, and it was like, I just want, like, a normal shaped leg, but no, here are these red sticks. I was trying to cover my legs with leg warmers, and I would shove a whole bunch of pairs in there, and it still looked really ridiculous. It was very obvious that I had the skinniest ankles. You know, my stepmother saw how upset I was, and so she put Pringles cans on there and duct taped them on, and then I put the leg warmers over that, and away I went. I was doing a performance, and my dad had come to see me, and in between sets, he encouraged me to take off the leg warmers, and I panicked, and I really wasn't sure that I was ready to be stared at all the time. I said to myself, okay, well, I'll just try it. And I took them off, and I never put them back on. That was one of the biggest turning points. When I really started to accept my situation, I started going to the dollar store and just started thinking about, like, what random objects can I attach to my legs today? Confetti cannons are always a big hit. I find that audiences really appreciate any things that I attach to my legs. Colored smoke grenades, zombie legs. Well, one thing that I can do now that I couldn't do before, just take my legs off at the end of the day. It is honestly the most satisfying thing. It's like taking a bra off only like times 1,000.
Your foot fell off.
Something happened and I moved through it and I figured out how to make it work. And I still am constantly figuring out how to make things work. I thought everything was over. Like, it hadn't even begun.
That's circus performer Erin Ball. She spoke with audio producer Susie Armitage.